Ask the AD. Kurt joins us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How's it going?
Not bad. I got my head hurting a little bit, though, looking at these budgetary items. And one thing I'll tell you through the years I marveled at, and I that's probably me. I know I'm very narrow in some respects in my interests. But just the machine-like way that Blamire and you guys all put together the budget. It is so complex. It is, imagine it's, and it's got to have somebody on it year round because of all the different numbers and things that are constantly going on. And it seems to balance itself out. How much of a transition was that for you, Kurt, to jump in and start being responsible for all these items?
You know, it was a difficult transition, but, you know, Jeff, you mentioned we have people that are looking over that day in and day out. Our CFO, Nikki Gomez, who's been around it for a long time, got a good handle on it, so she was able to, you know, bring me up to speed. I still don't know all the ins and outs of it, but I'm getting there. It is complex. It's, you know, sometimes hard to predict because you've got to count on a lot of revenues coming in and doing a budget analysis going into the next year and making sure that, you know, you don't get too aggressive. So I've got a pretty good idea about it, but there are still some areas where, you know, she's got to explain to me how it happens and how we get there. And she's done a nice job of doing that. So I feel pretty good about knowing what I need to know about it.
Well, just in general, Kurt, as you turn the page now, right? For fans that don't know, the fiscal year for 17 has begun, correct? Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, so look, projecting ahead, when you look at how the budget ended up for 2016 and you look at the total number, the total revenue number coming up, is there growth here, and if so, how much coming up?
Are you talking about revenue or just the growth of the entire budget moving forward?
No, just the total revenue numbers.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that like over, you know, $45 million is where you estimated you'd end up for 16.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it has to go up. As you guys probably know, I'm not sure I've ever been at Boise State where we've actually not have the expense side of our budget increased. And, you know, there's a number of factors that go into that, but, you know, tuition's one of them. So when tuition or fees go up at Boise State, that costs us more in scholarship dollars. And, you know, it's just the cost of doing business. It'll go up again this upcoming year, not by a lot, but there's always usually an increase of some level that, you know, we've got to manage going forward, and that's no different this upcoming year.
When you look at the revenue numbers, Kurt, there's things you can control, things that you can't necessarily. On the revenue side of things, where do your eyes go where you feel like, hey, we can have an impact here on how this is doing? What are those areas of interest, and how are they performing in general?
Well, certainly on the BAA side of things with donation and seat licenses and, you know, capital projects and those kinds of things. And then the other big one for us, obviously, is ticket sales. So, you know, we can control that to some extent. We've got to guess a little bit on what we think we can generate in those two areas. The sponsorship side of it through Learfield is pretty much, you know, a guaranteed number every year. And if they're able to sell more, we start to share in some revenue over a certain point. So those three areas are, you know, ones that I think we have some control over, and that's just about working harder and getting out there and asking more people to get involved, whether they're making a donation or, you know, we're selling a ticket to them or they're attending a special event. So those are revenue areas where we've got some control over, and you know, we try our best to make sure that we increase that each year.
Kurt, I'm sure Jeff's got more of the specifics, but in 2016, your estimate for ticket sales was down 10.2% going into the year. What is it for 2017 in terms of the fiscal? Do you expect a rebound in ticket sales? Do you expect it to go down or maybe more status quo?
We're trying to get to status quo, Mike. You know, something similar to what we did last year. And as you guys know, we've struggled a little bit in that area over the last couple of years due to many reasons, and we can't go down too much because, like I said, that is an area where, you know, we have the opportunity to grow. As you guys know, we added an outside sales team in our ticket office that started a couple weeks ago, and we're counting on them to kind of hit some certain numbers to help us get to the budgeted number and hopefully get us a little bit over that hump as well. And so, you know, those are things that we're working on to try and generate more revenue, and those are areas that we certainly have some control over because, you know, we can get out there and talk to more people about getting involved in our program.
Put it in context for me. When you say, you know, if there's a little bit of growth, what does that mean? Is that $250,000 extra? If there's a lot of growth, it's $500,000. What's at stake?
I would say a little growth is probably in the $100,000 range. I would say a lot of growth is, you know, maybe $500,000 or more in that area. But, you know, you guys can do the math. I mean, our average ticket sale price is probably somewhere in the $275 to $300 range if you average out all the different seats that people are buying. And so, you know, you got to sell a lot of tickets to generate $100,000 more, and you really got to sell a bunch to get over that $500,000 mark. So we've got to be pretty conservative when we go through something like that, especially given the fact that, you know, our attendance and ticket sales has dipped a little bit over the last 2 or 3 years due to night games and weekdays and all the things that, you know, you all know are challenges for us. So it fluctuates. You know, if I could say every year we're going to generate 100,000 or 200 or 300,000 more in ticket sales, you know, that would be a good jump for us.
Kurt Apsey, our guest, Boise State's athletic director, joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk with Cajun and Prater. We're live at the Burger and Brew. Kurt, in looking at that number right there, you know, I think that is one that everybody's concerned with is the live gate. And that's why perhaps at times like this, when you look at your budgets and you see the money that you're being paid through the conference to be playing games at night,
yeah,
it's pretty easy to see why. And I don't know that we always get to the heart of the matter, but you just talked about how hard it is to get another 100,000 in ticket numbers. Well, what are they offering you to play at 8:15 at night on a Friday night or a Thursday or whatever? It's $500,000, right?
Well, it depends on what, you know, what the broadcast is. So we've got to be on ESPN or ESPN2 to make that kind of money. And there's a payout of $500,000 on Saturdays, and then there's a payout of $300,000 if you're playing on Thursday or Friday. So depending on how many games we actually get, now we're, you know, in our contract, we're guaranteed 3 nationally televised games in Albertson Stadium. And so, you know, best case scenario is $1.5 million there. Worst case scenario is $900,000, and then, you know, we'll pick up a game, obviously against Washington State, you know, a BYU. So, our average over the last 3 years with television revenue is right around $2.3 million, and so I think when, you know, our fans, and I understand the frustration, but when our fans, you know, start to question when we play and what night, or what, you know, what night that might be. Not that they have to agree with it. I'm not asking that, but I certainly hope that they understand why those decisions are made. And, you know, when you start talking about $2 million, as you guys know, those are game changers in our program. And so very important to us from a fiscal standpoint and making sure that we make that happen. And, you know, like I said before, we're hopeful that our fans still come and support us regardless of what day it is or what time it is, because at least for now, you know, we don't have a lot of control on that, and we really do count on that revenue that comes from playing on TV.
Kurt, I had this conversation with somebody about fan support, and as you start looking ahead 3 to 5 years or whatever, who knows? Fans increasingly may want to support their teams from their couch or from wherever they want to watch a game on whatever screen they can get in front of them, and increasingly at whatever venue across the country, not in the stadium.
Right.
My answer was, when we get to that point, the players are the ones that are going to suffer, because if there's not a lot of people there to watch their performance, they're not performers all of a sudden. And I think it is important occasionally to remind us all that support needs to be in person when you can have an impact on the result. There's nothing wrong with supporting somebody watching television.
Right.
But I'm seeing an attitude that's coming out increasingly with the younger generations, especially. I try to explain, you don't have much effect on the outcome of the game if you're on your couch.
Well, you certainly are going to have, I would think, a better effort from our team when that place is loud and rocking and making it, you know, really difficult on the visiting team to be successful in our stadium. So without a doubt, I mean, the more people in Albertson Stadium for us on game day is a big plus. But it goes further than that because, you know, one of the other things that we talk about is if you're buying a ticket, you're supporting that student athlete that you're out there watching. So we count on the revenue from the ticket sale to support the student athletes that, you know, we have coming to Boise State. That's all part of our funding model. And so there's two ways to look at that. You can support the program financially so that we can go out and get the kinds of student athletes that we want here at Boise State that are going to contribute to that success. And there's a cost that comes with that. And then on the other side, Jeff, like you mentioned, being in a stadium and having that place packed, I mean, there's a reason that our record over the last 15 years at home is as good as anybody, and that's because our fans come to the games. You know, it's loud as heck on game day, and it's a hard place to play when you're a visiting team, and the record speaks for itself. So two ways to do it, being in the stadium and supporting our team and helping us win games. But, you know, also don't forget that when you buy a ticket, that's also supporting what you see on the field. And I think, you know, over the last 15, 20 years, or maybe even more, that product has been pretty darn good to support, and we hope that people continue to do that.
Kurt, what is the national trend in terms of student activity fees? Are more college athletic departments depending on it, going away from it, status quo? If you look at your budget, that's probably the one line that stays the same most of the time. It dropped a little bit last year according to these numbers, but for the most part, it's in the same neighborhood. Do you anticipate that to be the same, and is that the same thing that's going on across the country?
Well, usually every year, Mike, we go to, you know, a student committee council that includes, you know, the ASB president and other folks that are on those committees, and we'll ask for a little bit more. Sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't, but there's a lot of other folks on campus that are looking for student fee money as well, and so, you know, we've got to be very careful on what they approve and what they don't approve. But if that number doesn't go up in terms of them voting on giving us more money on an annual basis out of their fees, then it really fluctuates depending on how many students come to Boise State. So like you said, there was a dip last year, and that was due to, you know, the enrollment not being, you know, what it had been the year before. So that number certainly fluctuates, but at the same time, in our world, you know, that number is right around that $3.5 million mark. So that's a big number that we count on. You know, in my opinion, our students are our biggest sponsors. They give us the most money on an annual basis and very important to us, and we don't take that for granted. And at least at Boise State, that is a revenue number for us that, you know, is necessary for us to continue to operate how we do.
Have you had any conversations about student tickets, especially for football? They have a right to those tickets, obviously, if they're paying these fees. That's what they get in return. But,
yeah,
you know, sometimes it's $3,000, sometimes it's $5,000. Sometimes you wish that you could take those, you know, 750 empty seats and sell them to fans for $55.
Right.
Have you guys talked about that number at all, or are we looking at status quo?
We do, and, you know, as you guys know, I mean, there's certain games during the season where some students want a ticket and can't get it. And then there's others where, you know, we're 1,000 short. And a lot of times, at least on game day, when we've known that we take care of, you know, all the students that are interested in a ticket, we will sell those to the public. So it just kind of depends and fluctuates, you know, each week, depending on how many tickets, you know, the students pick up. But we usually wait till, you know, either the day before or game day itself to open those up to the public, just depending on how many students are coming to the games.
Will 5,000, as long as you're the athletic director, always be the comfortable number?
I think for now, you know, if we start to see, you know, maybe an average decrease over the years, there might be a time where we go to the student body. But like I said, I mean, that's been in place for a while, and we count on those dollars that they generate for us. And, you know, we would certainly make sure if we ever wanted to go down that road that we would sit down with that group and talk about it a little bit more. And, you know, maybe it comes to a game-by-game basis or something like that. And we do the same thing in basketball. I don't know the exact number, but I think it's probably in the 1,800 range for student tickets. And, you know, depending on the game, sometimes they pick them all up and sometimes they don't. That also includes the opportunity for them to purchase a guest ticket, too. So it's not just Boise State students in that section. Sometimes they'll buy a guest ticket at a discounted rate. So, you know, that could be a mixture of students and their friends or their family or their neighbor or whatever it might be.